Chapter 3. Annie didn't understand much of what was going on inside this limousine, but she did learn one thing pretty fast. Speaking would get them hit. "Who's Mr. Burns?" Annie asked Rick, and the goon named Foley had slapped her. And that had made Rick lunge for him, which was totally insane, considering that the second bodyguard, the one built like a refrigerator, was holding a gun on him. Thankfully, he didn't shoot Rick with his gun, but he did hit him with it, opening up a nasty-looking cut on the arm Rick had thrown up to block it. But despite that, Rick still bristled. "Don't you dare hit her! I fucking saved your boy, and you hit her?" The skinhead named Gordy Jr., the one with the leather jacket and the foul mouth and the enormous gun that screamed of compensation for feelings of physical inadequacy, was looking at Annie now, disgust in his eyes.
"Who's Mr. Burns?" he repeated her question as if she were an idiot. "What rock you been living under, bitch?"
Rick answered for her.
"She's new in town. She works for me."
He wasn't talking to Junior. He was focusing his words on Foley and Refrigerator, who were both significantly older than Junior and his friends, and seemed to be in charge.
"If you let her out at the corner, she'll go back and get her car from the gardens. She'll go to my office and wait for me to..."
"Shut up,"
Foley said. But Rick wasn't done trying to get Annie out of that limo.
"Just let her go, and Mr. Burns doesn't have to know that you treated us like this after we..."
"Ow!"
Foley slapped Annie. It wasn't particularly hard, but her head knocked into the side of the car, which rattled her teeth.
"Now shut the fuck up," he told Rick, "or I hit her again."
Rick fell silent, shooting her a look of apology and misery that was almost as palpable as that kiss he'd given her back in the Palm Gardens parking lot. God, but Rick Alvarado knew how to kiss. No big surprise there. Annie let herself think about it, about his mouth, his hands, his incredible body beneath her hands. God knows it was better to do something more positive with her time than soiling her pants as they drove north on Route 41, curving around past the festive lights of the harbor. She held Rick's gaze across the spacious expanse of the limo, remembering the look in his eyes just before he kissed her. She'd made him laugh with her silly rhyme, but his smile had faded until there was only heat. And for that instant, as he...